Afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Thursday, June 30th, 2022. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. I'd like to remind everyone, RBN is listener-supported, folks. Please donate whatever is manageable. We have PayPal on the RBN website donate page. You can also call our RBN staff to donate via credit or debit card. Call in to donate at 800-724-2719, extension 3. You can always mail in that donation, cash, check, money order, payable to RBN. Mailing address 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. We greatly appreciate it, folks. Free speech cannot exist without being funded by we, the people. Please help ensure RBN continues broadcasting uncensored content well into the future. And I have with me today Stephen Douglas Whitener, filling in for Mr. Felderhoff. He's planning to be back next Thursday. Stephen, welcome, sir.
Hello, Richard. Thanks for having me. Hello, RBN listeners, fellow thought criminals, and Mr. Stout Miller's neighborhood. Nice to be here, as always.
Yes, Stephen. I mean, it's always good to have you here. And yeah, I look forward to continuing that tradition of our interactions, you know, our collaborations, tag teaming, if you will, on my show. But also, I'm looking forward to your broadcast. It's going to be great. Debuting this Saturday at 10 a.m. Central. And that's Thought Crime Live with Stephen Douglas Whitener. I wanted to talk about the war zone first, I guess, you know. I mean, that's to many people, I mean, other than the economic turmoil to our everyday standards of living, just to support our families, the war, well, you know, even to look through the lies that it's not the culprit for the inflation, right? But so many reasons, though, why it is still relevant. But, of course, they're pushing it to no end. I heard a couple updates these past couple days, Stephen, like Ukrainian city of Severodonetsk, now completely under Russian occupation, according to the mayor. And then also Czech Republic has exhausted its arms reserves supporting Ukraine, the PM reveals. But nonetheless, we're hearing about the G7 committing to indefinite military and financial support to Ukraine. You know, we've had a G7 unveiling a $600 billion global infrastructure plan as well to counter China's Belt and Road Initiative. This is obviously showing that the greater concern is the economic war with Russia and China, whom they can't compete anymore. If the war with Russia stops at this point, Russia is the winner. You know, it's what many are saying out there, Stephen. But I just saw a drop of a few new articles, really, just this past couple hours. And, well, let's see, as far as the war rhetoric, well, Biden announces permanent U.S. base in Poland, America's first on NATO eastern flank. That's not going to help things, is it?
No, that's just going to poke the bear more. Yeah, it's like they have no off switch. They're going to just burn the world down to prevent. I don't know what they think they're going to prevent. I mean, it's just suicidal. That's what Putin called it, the suicidal policies of the West. It's just when empires fall, I guess, because this almost like as a global hegemon, we've abdicated now already, and the fallout starting. And it's unprecedented that I can remember, you know, this whole global assault on humanity taking place at the same time that this great shift in geopolitical power, that Eurasian shift is taking place in the dollar. It's got no future. I mean, it's Weimar America headed for disaster. There's no other possible outcome. If they'll try to hoodoo us into thinking that a digital currency can turn it around, and, you know, the AI can fix, you know, blah, blah, blah. They just want everything, you know?
Right.
It's just Mr. Greed, and he will burn down the world to own the ashes.
And over in Europe, EU countries are preparing more sanctions for Russia and Belarus, more military support for the Ukraine. These have not been working, You know, but it's just all about optics. That's all this war is going to be, as far as dragging it on, is about optics. You know, even if most countries of the world will never buy it, just so that they can try to claim some plausible deniability for the corporate media of the West lying through their teeth, you know, and adding to the lies in their history books, their kosher history books, Stephen. But let's see, the Biden administration, I mentioned this the other day, is reportedly losing faith, nonetheless, in the Ukraine victory plan. It, you know, I mean, we all know Zelensky is a puppet of the State Department. He's not a military man or a government man. He's a TV actor installed by Jewish oligarchs. No experience with any of this. He has no idea what's going on. He's, you know, taking marching orders and trying to put away as much of a golden parachute of offshore funds as possible. We've heard how much that's been building already. And I mentioned a U.S. attorney suddenly popped up in the Ukraine. Well, in Kiev in particular, actually, U.S. Attorney General declaring loyalty to Zelensky, just to try to, when the, you know, sentiment of the people there is at an all-time low by this point. And again, you know, I mean, the BRICS summit just reaffirmed Russia's not at all isolated. You know, the BRICS are ever stronger in their resolve to have these parallel trading systems. And right now, it's a 7-year high as far as the strength of the Russian ruble compared to the U.S. dollar and on the global market. So again, this hasn't worked at all. You sent this other story, Stephen. Russia and China are brewing up a challenge to dollar dominance by creating a new reserve currency. I didn't get a chance to. Do you want to, read to the finer points of that? Too?
It's going to be backed by a basket of currencies and resources, commodities, I believe, was something that's based on other than debt, you know. And what struck me about it was, like, I bet the same people own it that own the fiat cesspool that's the Federal Reserve too. But that, I guess that's a different discussion. And it's, I wanted to talk about the war a little bit more. It's expanding now. I saw that Norway had cut off food supplies from Russia to miners on Svalbard Island and violated a treaty that goes back to the 20s, and there's all this rhetoric ramping up there. And then it just, they're going to lose in Ukraine. There's no doubt about it. If they had any hope of a rump state, I think that's over with. They'll go on to Odessa, and, you know, they think, oh, we must defeat Russia before we go to the negotiating table. And it's just suicidal policy. It doesn't make sense for NATO and the West to behave this way. They're not representing anyone's interest except their own greedy little money laundering profit and power. That's just
we know that there were always nefarious purposes behind the League of Nations, United Nations, and NATO. We know this at this point, but the average person thinks that they started with the best of altruistic and benign intentions, right?
Well, they want you to believe that, but it was yes. Most philanthropy is just a front for money laundering and has been from the beginning, or, of tax avoidance and then social engineering on top of that. You know, it just, it's quite a clown world we live in, but hey, what can you do? We're aware of it. Yeah, it's hard. I don't know how to fight against it except to just live my life the best I can and try to find like-minded people who are also aware of it.
And, you have to, you have to be positive. And yeah, the local level is where you're going to see positive results of your efforts in the, semi-long term, if you will. You know, going from bad to worse, one article is entitled, but pointing out nearly 9 out of 10 Americans are dissatisfied with the path Joe Biden has our nation on. So, you know, everyone, even all of the hardcore, obedient lefties, Stephen, most of them see that this whole nation is in a downward spiral to the Al-Qaeda. Didn't that originally mean toilet?
The foundation, I think, the base. Al-Qaeda was the base. But, you know, sure.
I guess that was a rumor that was floating. I remember for a while Michael Rivero was referring to the Al-Qaeda. It's right down the Al-Qaeda. It was a rumor that some referred to it as the head. But anyway.
Okay. All right. That's – I'm sorry. That just – it's clown world.
And yeah. That's really what it's about. I mean, and you know, all these distractions with perfect timing, like Roe versus Wade, and this big temper tantrum from that. Biden's health secretary, Secretary for Health, says reassignment surgery and puberty blockers for kids is life-saving, medically necessary, age-appropriate. These people are so delusional. Alleged President Biden, as others have, well, I should really be referring to him as, the alleged president.
He got more votes than Obama, Richard. Come on, how can he 9 out of 10 Americans disapprove of him? That was I admit to respond to that with that. And what would you suspect if he runs in 2024? They will try to steal him again. You know, it's like, come on, people, we see you.
And President Biden, acting President Biden, claims the Supreme Court took away a constitutional right. You know, he's supposed to have some sort of law background, for that matter. You know, he doesn't know what's in the Constitution. The White House, we've been hearing the last few days, up until now at least, okay, that the White House doesn't rule out building abortion clinics on federal land in conservative states. But now they're starting to back off that idea, evidently. Why are people calling me from my old city's number, area code during my show? I don't know. Is this spam? Okay, but the White House now is being forced to dismiss this idea of abortion tents in national parks. I guess that was the idea. In national parks, they wanted abortion tents. Kind of like the COVID remote testing center. I don't know. Yeah, you get an abortion and a COVID test at the same time, folks. On us. Okay. But, and then, of course, we heard about this, the double standard. Like, I mean, in the state Senate building, let's see, that was in Phoenix, Arizona. We had police using tear gas to break up a sizable group of protesters who were effectively being held hostage because they were told, to stay in there because of how much was going on outside. But it's, you know, it's for a blue approved, a blue checkmark cause, right? For this, as far as the abortion ruling and, you know, Antifa and their marching orders, similar NGOs. But, you know, yeah, and that really did have violence. We've had a lot of violence since then, just like the summer of BLM. And yet, you know, complete double standard. And then they try to trump up, if you will. Puns semi-intended. January 6th, which is a nothing burger. And then there's more admission that's been coming out the past week in court on how that is a nothing burger. But and I mentioned the timing for a lot of these things. I mean, Maxine Waters released a report the same day as the Roe versus Wade. And this report claiming that the DTCC waived $9.6 billion in collateral obligations for the Robinhood broker on January 27, 2021. So, I mean, you know, make sure you continue stealing from, you know, the everyday investor and giving to the super rich. And of course, Maxine, you know, is she of the people? No, she's for the bankers. You could tell by how she lives her life you know, where she lives compared to what she, I mean, she doesn't even live in her district. She shouldn't even be allowed to continue the way she has. But yeah, there was no plan of attack. Oath Keepers from an FBI interview completely contradict indictment charges, Stephen. But you're not going to hear this in the corporate media. We had FBI raiding the home of a retired Texas couple who attended the January 6th Capitol rally. That's how desperate they are for.
Oh, what was that? Dude, I forgot. The name starts with a K, I think. I heard the description of that raid. It was ridiculous. They're throwing flashbangs around everywhere. The guy's lucky that they didn't shoot him. He came out with his AR and they're saying FBI. He said, "Show me a warrant." What? And they never showed him a warrant until the end. And they kept throwing flashbangs everywhere, and you know, laser sights on everybody. And the dog is like Ruby Ridge on steroids. Like, you know, come with us, pest. You know, just it's horrifying to consider what's going on and how our supposed Justice Department has turned into a state tool of military oppression.
A Just Us Department, right?
There you go. Yeah.
And, let's see, where was I going? Oh, to Ghislaine Maxwell. Yeah. She's been sentenced to 20 years in prison for trafficking children. Evidently, trafficking children to no one because they don't want to actually name any names. Prosecutors are saying Prince Andrew could be the next target after Ghislaine is sentenced to 20 years. They think it was a relatively light sentence. But the lawyers think, many lawyers of the defense in general are demanding FBI go after Epstein's clients after this light sentence for her. And in Uvalde, you know, it's like Sandy Hook 2.0. They want to just demolish the property. That's not suspicious at all, yet again. Uvalde cops are stalking and harassing a hero mom who ran into the school to save her children. And remember, there were some police who wanted to go in because they had a, well, like one had a wife who was a teacher there. They wouldn't let him and disarmed him and everything that day. We have a special guest who just jumped in, though. Looks like Dan in Washington managed to jump on with us. And then we also actually have another caller on here. Hey, Dan, maybe stay on and, you know, we could take this other caller first who looks like jumped on before you. We have John in Tennessee, actually. He had been holding longer. John, hey, what did you want to add, sir? Welcome to the show.
John?
John in Tennessee. Are you there, sir?
Haven't heard. Okay, I'm here now.
There you go.
Question for both of you, and maybe Dan as well. Have you heard about the 6-3 decision from the Supreme Court today that's basically pulling the teeth of the EPA's ability to regulate greenhouse gases coming from power plants? This could be something that's huge, guys. It could actually destroy the administrative state, where they're making laws without going through Congress. Have you heard about that, and what do you think about it?
I have not. It certainly is a dangerous precedent to set. I mean, I agree with you on that. That alone shows...
Well, it's actually very good if they eliminate the EPA's ability to force regulations as law. That's a good thing.
Stephen?
Yeah, I read that headline, and it does cut the legs out of their green agenda. At least we may not freeze to death this winter, if that holds up. But you know, they have so many other things, cutting off the pipeline, and they want to do away with private transportation, and it is good news, but it's just the beginning. I hope you're right about it. You know, taking away the illegal regulatory power that goes under the color of law now, that would be excellent.
But circumventing the normal lawmaking process, that certainly is a concern.
Well, it's actually the fourth estate of government. You know, the administrative state is actually covertly controlling all other three branches because these ideas are introduced in the congressional record, and if they're not challenged, then they become under color of law. They have force of law. So really, the ruling party, we're taught in school we have the executive, judicial, and legislative. They don't teach about the fourth branch, the administrative state, which by their own admission control all the other three. So if they overturn the administrative state, then basically they can actually get rid of U.S. codes and color of law rules, or, you know.
I see.
Good to hear what Dan has to say. I'll call back in and listen online.
Okay. Thanks. Yeah, well, we have the... Yes, sir. Thank you for your call. Well, yeah, Dan, hold on. We have the first break, and then we'll hear from you, sir.
Okay.
Stick around, folks.
Your bed is killing you. I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. Did you know more people die in bed than anywhere else? More people die in bed than from car accidents, COVID, or mass shootings. But still, we have entire rooms in our homes just for beds. Beds have been killing people for centuries. Mattresses are freely bought and sold every day without background checks, limits, or waiting periods. It's time for common sense bed control to end the killing. Hospitals and hotels sometimes have hundreds of beds. Nobody needs more than 6 beds max. Mattress dealers should have to be licensed and be required to keep all sales records forever so that we know who's buying all the beds. Oh, and don't get me started on those Amish-built wood frames. You've all heard that dog whistle before. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem Arabellum.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer: 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer: 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey here with co-host Stephen Douglas Whitener, and we have Dan in Washington back with us today. Hello, Dan. Hey, how you doing today, sir?
So far, so good. Just the usual grind out here, getting ready for 4th of July.
So how much are you and truckers around you feeling the diesel prices and shortages? I'm hearing in some parts of the country that they actually are out, you know, at some of these stations where there's trucks on the side of the road because they just don't actually even have diesel at the pumps.
Yeah, I haven't heard any of that. I did hear a couple stories of that on the East Coast, but I haven't seen that. We did have that.
You think it could be exaggerated, like, maybe, or just only...
Yeah, I think that's probably the beer porn. Yeah, it's true. I did see a gas shortage, what was it, 2 years ago when that pipeline got shut down?
Hey, did you have any... Okay. All right. And when Biden went into office and shut down pipelines?
Yeah, they had that kind of fluke glitch in the computer, and they had to shut down the East Coast fuel for... like 2 months or so, or a month or something.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Okay. All right. But when he first went into office, I think the first one was the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, I think. Then there was some other one after that.
It went from like Texas to Georgia or something like that. And somehow they said it was a Russian hack or something and had to shut that down. But I think that was part of like the supply chain disruption kind of planning or something like that. I don't know.
Right. And then the third, of course, was stopping construction on the Alaskan pipeline. Biden administration claiming that there was a lack of interest. And so, yeah, you know, the elites going along with the anti-surf agenda, take them off their own vehicles with this electric push that's just unsustainable. Yeah, of course, they're just playing ball, I'd say. But do you have any, before we move on, John in Tennessee's comments, he wanted to know if you had any thoughts as well.
To me, I don't like getting into a lot of this legal technicality stuff. You know, like a lot of people call in here and, you know, you don't have to pay taxes. The government's invalid. And a lot of that may be true according to the Constitution, but they have the guns, they have the prisons, and they're in charge. So, you know, you're not going to find some little technicality. I'm not sure if that's exactly what he meant, but, you know, some of this kind of legal mumbo jumbo, I don't think does us any good. It's just a big distraction because it's like the immigration issue. The laws are on the books to enforce law. They don't do it. So you're not going to find some little legal technicality to like fix the whole system. You know what I mean? What do you say about that?
Steven?
I think that's what
I would say that, this administration, okay, and he used administration, administrative is the fourth branch, but this administration that we have now has already shown that they'll completely ignore the law, the rule of law, or, you know, just as Richard said, they're going to put up tents to offer abortions in parks and do it on military bases. I bet we could get more than a COVID test there. You probably get you one of them death jabs too, you know, just acquiescing blindly. I heard Lifica Scott refer to the jab as earlier today, and that was, you know, I thought, yeah, just acquiescing blindly, and that's what they've been doing, just going and taking them. But now it seems I've noticed a lot of people have regret, and a lot of people are waking up because of that. That, hey, I'm getting sicker now after I took these dang, they're supposed to be safe and effective. This ain't working. And what about all of these people dropping dead? A lot of people I've found are noticing that when I'm out in public more than I had a year ago, at least, much more. Have you noticed that too, Dan?
Yeah. I mean, there's tons. I have someone in my family that's sick after the vaccine and all kinds of, people, the death rate's gone up, and definitely a lot of side effects of the vaccine, you know. I think the administration that, you know, the Congress sets up.
You know, Dan, I should mention the Biden administration just signed a $3.2 billion deal with Pfizer for 105 million COVID shots, you know, a new batch. But go ahead.
Well, Congress sets up these committees, like, say, transportation, and then they have authority to make rules and regulations, you know. So, you know, the Congress gives these people the authority to come up with millions of codes. But that's, as far as I can tell, that's legal. I mean, that's, even though the Congress didn't vote on each little regulation, they still have kind of authority to do that. So it's kind of... it's hokey, you know, I get it, but I think we need to kind of get... Go ahead, Bray.
No, finish your thought.
Well, I wanted to talk about National Justice Party and Eric Stryker and
stuff they're doing.
Well,
after the break, for sure. All right, yeah, we'll be right back.
Okay.
Stick around.
Thanks.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth. Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site, It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Republic Broadcasting and Richard Carey here with Stephen Douglas Weitener today. We have Dan in Washington here with us, though, folks. And Stephen and I may have some more questions on the trucking world and how it affects, you know, inflation, the cost of so much. But, I mean, you wanted to go in a different direction first, Dan. So, no, that's totally cool. You were mentioning this one organization and one gentleman in particular. Did you say Eric Stryker you wanted to bring up?
Yeah, Eric Stryker and the NJP, National Justice Party. I think they've been doing, deserve some credit because they've been doing some good pro-white activism lately. I think sometimes we get too distracted on these side issues. You know, if we are going to try to be like Stormfront 2.0, you know, there's major injustices going on with the hate crimes laws. You know, you had the case in Georgia where the guys were railroaded, basically put in prison for life for what should have been just a minor, citizen's arrest gone wrong. Yeah, the black guy run over, killed six white people, you know, ran over 60 people in a parade and was not even charged with the hate crime. There was Jupiter Paulson, 14-year-old girl, you know, stabbed 20 times by a African refugee, and the prosecutor's not charging with the hate crime. They're trying to get him off on insanity. So, the list goes on. A lady in Pennsylvania, mother of two, stabbed to death by a black guy, no hate crime law.
So it's obvious what they're doing here. So it's good that these guys are actually getting on the street and protesting for white activism against when people are actually just murdered by blacks and nothing happens, you know? And
Lori Lightfoot is recommending police don't go into, dangerous Chicago hood areas, basically, if it's too dangerous to follow criminals. So, you know, that doesn't have to just include shoplifting crimes burglary, you know, that robbing, that could be rape, that could be murder of whites, you know, and, you know, basically codifying into law. Yeah, two-tier justice system, more and more.
And the people of Mayorkas and Robert Blinken, all these people, you know, they're only using the hate crimes laws. These guys are all Jews, and they're only persecuting white people with hate crimes laws. There's no, from what I'm seeing, there's absolutely no blacks being, because they'll say, well, he's just retarded, or it wasn't really about race. Well, it is, you know?
Yeah. So, I think we need all types of shows covering this stuff, for everything from ones that exclusively talk about the race issue and Jewish power to ones that mix it in with, to varying degrees, with other topics. And also people who are just kind of the alt-right of the alt-right as well. We need them on our side because they get a lot of normies in and they get the big numbers, you know, with their social media and the events that they promote. People like this Nick Fuentes, for example, or Stephen was talking about James Edwards the other day. They bring in big audiences, but they're more soft core than a lot of us feel things need to get to correct this. Just look at how far we've gone desensitized to the double standards and the attack on white civilization, Dan. But I try to have a fusion, I guess, with my show where I bring in, you know, a lot of people who are hearing something for the first time, and I throw in these topics often, but
yeah, no, not a criticism of your show. I just with the COVID, it's just I just wanted to give them credit because that's, you know, the more side issues you bring into it, whether it's COVID or gun rights or borders, all these things, they're not necessarily pro-white issue. Usually they are a pro-white issue, but you know, the conservatives that are, say they're for a lot of the stuff we're for there, they're definitely not pro-white, you know? So it's kind of like we're letting the conservatives get off with saying, oh, we got rid of abortion, but, you know, then they got the red flag law passed too. And those red flag gun laws are going to be anti-white for sure. You know, that's going to be exclusively going after people like us that call this radio show and stuff like that.
And you heard me talk about the Fed, how the Fed wants to, well, has already been doing this. They're extending it. You know, I didn't even know there was like equity in their policies. So, I mean, yeah, it's pretty ridiculous where they're forcing this two-tier economy like that. Stephen, do you have anything to add?
Yes. Thanks, Richard. Dan, you know, we still need to engage with these people because of the things that Richard was talking about. They're going to promote equity and diversity and the COVID thing and all these other things. They're pulling Toto. They're like Toto pulling the curtain back from that, whatever you want to call him, you know, the wizard there behind the curtain. And more people are starting to see all that. We need to be there to engage with them to say, well, you know, you're right. And did you know this? You know, I don't want to alienate those people, you know, I just that we have to engage with them because it is an existential war. And racially, the white race is the canary in the coal mine. They want to eliminate everyone. So everyone is a potential ally in that regard. You know, this is an existential war. Surviving is going to be victory. That's the way I see it. And I don't want to, you know, I understand what you're saying. They're not where they need to be, but, you know, we got to do battle on the ground where we are, kind of thing.
As long as they're able to hear some of our viewpoints once in a while, which are grounded in a bit more racial realism than some of these people are able to. I mean, they've been conditioned so much in their life. It's you have to work with what you can to network more.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly. Dan,
when you can find someone who operates rationally. Sorry. Yeah, go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, no, those are good points. Yeah, it's just because I hate to see people fall for the, you know, the conservatives sometimes are the worst. Usually they are the worst enemy. They're the reason you know, like the governor in Georgia that made sure those guys went to prison for the rest of their life, you know, or the Republican in Wisconsin who said, oh, we're not interested in hate crimes for the, you know, the black guy who ran over 60 people, and made rap videos about running white people over with cars and stuff. Yeah, so I don't want to give these people a win, you know, on the abortion thing. And at the same time they did the abortion, I don't even think, I guess we could give them a win, but at the same time they did the red flag law. Those red flag laws, the first time they did that in Washington, the first case literally was some white supremacist, right? They made up, you know, some fake, that was probably a false flag, the whole thing. I don't think the guy was a white, even if he was, so what, you know? But that's the first guy they went and took his guns. So, you know, it's going to be about taking anyone who's pro-white, taking their gun, and then
was there anything else about that? Right. Was there anything else about that one organization you wanted to mention before we move on in topics? And what was the name of that organization again?
The National Justice Party. They're actually starting a political party, and a lot of people think this Patriot Front is fake and fed. Maybe they are. I think the mistake they made was about, you know, bringing the gay issue into it. Again, it's kind of a side issue.
Well, even when everyone else, Dan, on the shows we listen to, were still supporting the Proud Boys, I tell you, from day one, I was suspicious of these guys. And, I don't know how you felt,
But the bottom line is we can't condemn them because Patriot Front has a right to go protest. So, you know, when you see the sheriff and all these people have them on the ground, take their masks off, try to bring up fake federal charges, and it's like, for what? All they do is get out and protest, and they got the information from Antifa. So you have Antifa working with our state and local government and the FBI.
So much has come out. I mean, the double standards with the BLM summer, the whole situation with January 6th. It's been. On display. And I mentioned the comparisons, like at this in Phoenix, Arizona, you know, the you could call more of an insurrection there, you know. But I mean, trucking industry topic, Stephen, maybe you could think more what questions we wanted to elaborate more with Dan on from previous shows. He was mentioning some of the parts that are hard to get. And then in general, the supply chain.
Just finding.
It's a feedback loop out there with a lot of these factors, right? With supply chain and inflation and then trucking and diesel.
And having a very difficult time finding competent work, you know, to get your truck fixed. That's been happening on this coast with Mr. Roadworthy. And I just, you know, there's been a drop, he said, in the rates, too, that he ends up sitting waiting for a load a lot longer now with the way things are going. And it really has been slowing down a bit. Have you noticed that, too?
Well, I know. I knew someone who was an auto mechanic for almost 20 years. And then in the 1990s, you know, with the mass immigration, they didn't get a pay raise for like a decade and a half, right? So auto mechanics were kind of treated like dirt. And then, so a lot of people haven't gone into that field, you know? So now all of a sudden they're in high demand. I mean, they always kind of are in demand, but, you know, it's kind of what they do. They flood the market with cheap labor. Younger people don't see a future in it. And then, you know, it starts leading to a breakdown because you don't have a competent workforce, you know. Because those guys, there's definitely a problem.
And it seems to have gotten a lot worse in the last 2 years with this, everybody trying to find competent help. It just seems to have really been exacerbated. And you mentioned the immigration, that there have been all of these immigrants that are and new drivers that are just basically steering wheel holders that have no business being on the road out there, too, I've heard. Have you noticed that going on a lot?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, there's hundreds of thousands of people from India, and mostly from India. But yeah, they've also taken over. That's another thing our government did, grant, you know, small business grants to basically Indians and Koreans. So pretty much every truck stop in America is owned by an Indian guy. And every mini mart, 7-Eleven.
Well, I'm told
so now they're,
That was like 20 right? years ago, that was already becoming commonplace, though, at least, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And now these guys are becoming the ruling class, you know? I mean, you have a tiny little crappy town, and the guy that owns the general store is an Indian multimillionaire. And, you know, so they're going to be running for governor and senator. And, you know, I think it was done politically as well, because the small town store, like if you see the movie The Waltons, remember that TV show, you know, the general store? In American history, that's been a very, like, political place where the community comes together.
Okay, like a mini town square in the community store.
Yeah, yeah. And by putting the Indian guy there, you kind of ruin that whole thing. So it's not, especially for white people.
Mr. You know? Dan, I am afraid you are being very racist.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to do Apu from Simpsons. I'm sorry. I hope Giant doesn't get offended if he's out there. But
we'll have to ask him about this topic sometime. He probably has an opinion that would be worth hearing.
It's a very good topic. It's a very good topic, Dan. I mean, in the big cities, too, you know, for a lot of years, when I was in Chicago, for a lot of years there, I used to do like a hot food delivery, you know, with a couple of different companies for a number of years. And I would often, you know, be delivering to the rich areas as well as the poor areas and in between, like see a good cross section of everything in the city. But I mean, I went a lot of the high rises and really expensive places, you know, it's a much larger percentage in Chicago in like the recent past of like, you know, Indian and Arab renters. Yep. And condos and everything than you would expect. It's amazing how much, it's shifted, certainly.
The hotels, every hotel, too, the whole hotel industry. Because, you know, you can't compete with someone who gets a grant. You know, if you have to take out $1 million loan and they get $1 million grant, well, the interest is basically what you live off of, right? So they're able to make 40,000-50,000 a year, or whatever, take home on a small store. But if you're an American, you'd be paying that as interest. So, yeah, it's just totally.
Steven, but
that was done intentionally. But Dan, that's a big issue.
They're promoting equity, though. Come on, diversity. No. That's part of the Fed's mandate, apparently now. Not only, and so they're influencing. Yeah, it's just disgusting.
Yeah, yeah.
Anti-white. Yeah. Anti-American.
Under Johnson? Was that Johnson?
Johnson.
Who passed that and why?
But he was the worst president in a long time, man. He just, oh gosh, Johnson. Oh, yeah, he was disgusting. He just helped destroy the country. You know, just, I don't know. I think he had a lot to do with Kennedy. Yeah, exactly, and had a lot to do with having Kennedy killed, and super pro Israel, and just and if you wanted to have civil rights the right way, but no, he wanted to do it to control them, have them voting Democrat for 100 years. You know, it was all about power to this fool. It's like Mr. Greed. Yeah, come on, man.
The thing is, these things never change because the conservatives. The white people have no representation. So even if so-called Republicans have the House, the Senate, the President, they still don't represent white people openly, even Trump.
I agree with you. And you were talking about governors earlier. We have this McTaxter in South Carolina, and he went along with the lockdown and the BS and to a certain extent, the jabs, you know. But
how about the gun bills? Hopefully he didn't at least. Gun bills, we had so many rhinos lately.
He's been fairly. He has been fairly okay with the gun so far, but you know. Okay.
Well, here we have just a short segment after the break, folks. Yeah, gentlemen, stick around for your final comments. Look forward to it. Be right back.
All right. Thanks.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie. Great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer. 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
I can never be sure where to begin. Don't wanna know. Don't wanna know.
Don't wanna know a lot of things, such as the true economic forecast we have back on Beyond the Official Narrative here, folks, with the final segment, Richard Carey with Stephen Douglas Whitener and Dan in Washington. Welcome to the recession, folks. One day after the Fed Chair Powell crowed again about how the U.S. economy was strong enough to cope with the hawkish rate hike cycles, suddenly, now, just one day after he says that, we had the Atlanta Fed slash its GDP growth expectation for the second quarter from 0% to -1%. So we're in a contractionary mode as far as the GDP. Dan, your thoughts on just the economy and where we are?
Yeah, I think we're slowing down a little bit. Our company said it's kind of going back to before COVID. because COVID kind of sped us up, but we will see. I mean, it's very interesting. Well,
all the money printing, all the checks coming to households, that's what sped us
up.
Well,
yeah,
right?
and the war, Ukraine is an economic thing, too, and the BRICS.
But it's going to be a bigger fall. So, I mean, we haven't felt the full, it's like what they say, it could be up to 16 months to feel. Like as far as just initial costs for products, you know, Baltic Dry Index sort of costs compared to the final product. It takes like 16 months a lot of times to feel the translation. Same with the money printing. You know, we haven't even felt the money printing from a year and a half ago until, this fall, this autumn, you know. Well, go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, no, it's definitely, there's interesting times coming up. I don't know what's going to happen either. You know, eventually the chickens are going to come home to roost with the money printing, with the petrodollar, the world reserve currency being lost. So, yeah, do your prepping, you know, the best you can. And I don't know, get money in the bank.
And Stephen, do you have a final thought on this?
Yeah, I agree. Prepare for hard times and find some allies, because I'm afraid things are just going to get more intense from here on out. It's like a snowball rolling downhill. Whether you're an accelerationist or not, it's accelerating.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, it can be good news too, because if we'll still be here in the end.
And you know, I just heard there's a landmark ruling in the Supreme Court. In the Supreme Court, they just ruled that Biden administration cannot have this sweeping legislation limiting greenhouse gas emissions siding with the coal miners and Republican-led states. You know, the Supreme Court, I pushed that back. It's a landmark ruling, they're saying, a massive blow to Biden's climate change agenda. So there are little wins even in these times. And locally, I think, is where we can make the most progress, gentlemen. Even like you say, Dan, with having the racial realist angle brought to people, you could have more progress probably locally, waking people up. Wouldn't you agree, Dan?
Yep. And you're right about the Proud Boys. They were not pro-white. They were everything except pro-white, you know? That's why you were right to trust those guys. You know what I mean? Michael. They were a big...
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks.
Absolutely. And that's why they got so much coverage by the corporate media. Thank you, Dan. Yeah, it's always a pleasure. We'll get you back on again soon. I always appreciate your call. But certainly with your guest appearances like this, that was great. Stephen, always a pleasure as well, sir. And look forward to the roundtable with you, of course. Please support the network, folks. Stick around for Patrick Slattery with National Bugle Radio. And we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.